Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Hey yo, pause, wait, let me come through. Now the big spender coming through, wanna be one too late. It's gotta pass you, now stick to the margin, boo. Where's that took over your passing? Got kangeling, got a wazi, did it, get it, kamikaze, set an ovation, la la panzi. Yeah, man. It's WTG. Chilling with
it's a situation.
Aria Kelman.
Yeah.
On CliffCentral.com.
Hey, Lucero, you want to give it a stab?
I'm going to stick in my lane. There's power in knowing what you can and can't do.
All right. Speaking of power, we got to take back our power. That's what a Take Charge Tuesday is all about. It's about finding your power, figuring out your power, using your power, all of that.
Yeah.
And today we are sticking in line with the fact that it's Women's Day, right?
Definitely, definitely. It's Women's Day right here throughout South Africa. It's a really great day to, you know, commemorate the sacrifices that women have made throughout history, and also just, you know, also to reflect on some of the challenges that they still face today as well.
Huge challenges, because we live in a very patriarchal world. This is the reality. I thought that this year's Women's Day was particularly interesting considering what's happened in the past few days. First of all, I'm very happy elections are over. It was just getting a lot. It's like a lot going on. But they really went out with a bang. I mean, I remember Kwesi protest at the IEC setting the tone for this year's Women's Day in a very, very big way and shaping some of the narrative and the conversation. Mm. When we look at a day like today, what is the point of people not going to work on the 9th of August, and what should we be taking away from that and taking charge of?
Yeah. Well, I first like to say, before we even get into too much serious talk right now, it seems as though South Africa is a series. You know, it's as if it's a series of episodes, and just as you think one episode is finished, then, you know, at the end of the episode, you normally have that, you know, that thing that brings you back for the next, you know, for the next episode. And just at the end of the election, when you thought the last speech was being done,
what more could happen?
And then they're like, stay tuned from scenes from the next episode, Kwesi.
Dude. So much.
Every single month, there's something to look forward to. I think the guys who are writing stories must love this, because that means every single month there's something to write about. And that means there's money coming in as well. It's interesting. In fact, it might make you think, are these things even planted? Do they happen on their own? Why is it so dramatic? Like, why is South Africa so dramatic? Yeah. But anyway, let's get into some of the deeper stuff.
Yeah, I like how as soon as like the deeper, more morbid stuff, like let's EQ. long story short, you asked a question, you said, why do we not go to work today, and what is it all about? I think it's really about reflection, probably. And there's a lot of introspection that needs to happen, especially in South Africa, because if you think about it, right, it's about the liberation or the valuing or the proper valuing of women in society and what they've done and where their place is. And the reason why it's so important is because especially in the environment that we're in now, the community that you're in now, as soon as you're socialized in a patriarchal society, you become patriarchal. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes unconscious. It's what we call unconscious bias. So even the way you greet a woman versus how you greet a guy, when you design a building, how many bathrooms there are, those small little things that you think that aren't a big deal, but because it's unconscious bias, we all have it. And I think it's about us really like looking deep into ourselves, mm-hmm. and almost unlearning that, which is a very difficult thing.
Yeah, because the world that we live in has been very much constructed around men, to the extent of, we had someone on the line a couple of weeks ago, and her sort of realm of interest in what she studied is the fact that, you know, so much is in the world has just been designed for men. You look at a seatbelt. Seatbelts are designed around a male body. Doors are designed around a male body. Most buildings that you walk into have been designed with the average person using that building being a man, and the framework of who's going to use it the most being a man. Like everything.
Wow.
Tables, all of that stuff globally. Because, you know, they just roll out the specifications on that kind of thing.
Yes.
Seatbelt's a seatbelt. So they send the specifications to, you know, every single motor manufacturer in the world, and it's been designed predominantly around men. And her whole thing is pointing out all these different aspects of the world that we live in being skewed towards men before we even begin to have a conversation around equality, literally just in design and function.
Yeah, well, actually, when you say design and function, what I'm thinking about right now is that they are industry standards with everything. And when they were first designed, those industry standards, way, way, way back then, it was... I mean, we all knew that men were working and women were not out here, you know, so I can, you know, I can actually...
It's 100%.
I can believe that, yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at you right now as the headphones that you have on your head were made with a male head in mind, probably not even tested on a woman. So we have to, I mean, there's so much. I just don't know how much of that is like not falling into a rabbit hole because you can become paralyzed by, you know, that kind of thinking.
I think in the same way... In a South African perspective, I know we're talking about world now, but South African perspective, in the same way we fought Fees Must Fall and things literally got lit and things literally turn around overnight, I think the same thing is really going to happen with this. I think things are just happening quicker than what they did in the past. And it's very difficult for corporates, for the world almost, to keep up. So it's not even... So we know right now, you know, the reason why South Africa is in so many series because... As Africa, we're just used to making history. You know what I mean? We're used to like abolishing apartheid overnight. We're used to...
overnight.
Overnight, literally. You know, compared to the rest of the world, it was literally overnight. When it comes to Fees Must Fall and free education, that might be a reality by 2017, 2018. That is literally overnight in world perspectives. So when it comes to women and equality... And the woman's role in equality, especially in a country like South Africa. I think South Africa is the best country in the world. I think literally we're going to set the trend for everybody else.
Hmm. Okay, well, inside me, I don't agree with the overnight thing. If you think about ANC, it is 110 years old now. Democracy is 20 years old. That means for 80 years they've been trying what they've been trying until they got it right. So... It might have felt like overnight because the radical things happen closer to, you know, but like it's been a long process. But obviously, nowadays things get done way quicker because of social media. There, you're right, absolutely. I think when you look at really what is things like gender equality, what are people really asking for? That's another point of discussion. Are people asking for equal positions, equal money? Is it equal respect? Is it equal treatment? Really, we some of us would agree that not all genders can do a certain job the same as the other. Some people will struggle a bit. For instance, mining engineering is one example. In mining engineering, in the induction. Let's say just after you got your degree, now you're going through the induction and everything. You have to pick up a certain amount of kilograms and put it from the ground to a certain table, and then from the table onto a higher shelf. And so many girls were struggling with that. And because they're great on the books, but they just can't lift this thing up because it's just not, they're not butch girls. They're very...
It's heavy, yeah.
Yeah, it's heavy. And they also not necessarily your weightlifters or anything like that. And these guys are saying, well, if you can't do this, then we can't send you down there because chances are if a certain type of incident occurs, you might need to do this and that. And I mean, now... So in a way, we can agree that there are certain fields that, you know, that really require someone that's...
When it's a physicality thing.
Yes, a physical thing, yes.
The trick is, though, and this still boggles my mind. I don't know how this happens. I mean, I was looking at a lot of Hillary Clinton's offering in the American election now is that she's going to make equal salaries between men and women for the same jobs. And we know that in South Africa and America, all around the world, you can find a man doing job X, a woman doing job X, they're doing the same job, and the man is earning more than what the woman is. And it's just like, how does that happen? And in that context, they're both doing the exact same thing. They're fulfilling the exact same function. Yeah. There's no physicality. They're both equal, can be able to do it. But there's something that's happening that there's a discrepancy in the paying. Like, how do we begin to rework that or rewrite that?
I feel that now means I understand equality in that sense.
Yeah.
So we can't just put a blanket and say equal everything, because there are some things where
to be a mine worker, you got to have a lot of strength, all of that. Yeah,
but when it comes to treatment in the same field, I understand that. In fact, what I'm thinking is, what their thinking was back in those days was, chances are the man is the breadwinner and the woman is just a support.
And so it's a hobby for her to have. That's what you wanted to say. Trying to be spicy on a Tuesday.
I want to bring this back home, right? You're talking about equal pay and the inequality of that. In South Africa, in South Africa, a black man is paid 13 cents versus 1 rand for a white guy who's doing the same job.
Yeah.
13 cents versus 1 rand. So really, that's this racial divide, right? Once you flip it on its head and you say racial divide times by the gender divide, it becomes even worse. What we're talking about here is not essentially equality, right? What we're talking about is equity. Right, so I'll give you a definition. So essentially, equity is giving everyone what they need to be successful, and then obviously equality is treating everybody the same.
Mm.
So as men and women, we're not the same, and hence you can't treat us the same. But there should be equity in society, not necessarily equality. Right. So just because you can lift up something heavy in a mine, right, as a mining engineer down under there, you should still be able to obviously provide that person the right type of back support, whatever it is, in order for them to do their job. But as a female, because they're not as strong, you should be able to support them the right way in order for them to do the same job, whether it's mechanical equipment or whatever it is. That's what we talk about when we say equity. So essentially, we know that women are generally more diligent in inverted commas, so they're able to keep track of things and they're able to see everything through, whereas guys are pretty much, I feel like doing this today, and then tomorrow they're almost half-hearted. They had that issue with corporate a couple of years back. So the question that we should be talking about is equity, not equality. And we should be valuing women for what they do. Just because you're a woman and you do dishes, etc., what women want a lot of the time is just to be valued. Just a simple thank you. I think we overlook women for a lot of what they do. I don't expect a woman to start bench pressing as much as I do, just for me to appreciate what she does or how hard she works in the gym.
But you just wanted to come to the gym more often and just say thank you.
Yeah, I don't, like, where's this being spicy today?
I don't know this guy. I'm joking. You do raise a very interesting point, though. I mean, Kiara was speaking about men and women and the pay gap, but I mean, across sort of races, and I don't know about religions. I don't think religions, but there's definitely huge discrepancies and inequalities.
Yeah.
I just always wonder, like, how we... I mean, because let's zoom in on that space, on the pay space. Like, that's a difficult... You don't know what people are getting paid, so I don't know how you even begin to fight that. Like, do you go to the head of every bank or every big corporation and say, can we see your books? We're from the Equity Employment Commission or whatever, and we want to make sure that regardless of color or gender or whatever, people that are doing the same job are earning the same. I don't know how one governs that.
I think, and being in a corporate, I can tell you now, the next FISMAS, and I kept telling corporate this a lot, I say, no, guys, you look at FISMAS 4 like it's an isolated event, and it's not. Those same students that initiated or were part of FISMAS 4 will go into corporate. And once they go into corporate, they'll see the inequality and they will address it. In South Africa now, I think what we're talking about now is just basic HR, you know? In some companies, if me and Wes are working in the same company, there might be like some protocol that I cannot see Wes's payslip. And the question is why? Why is there no transparency? You know what I mean? And
that's a huge issue though. I can't imagine for a second that corporates are gonna provide transparency and payments.
And you see, the issue now is that without that transparency, how do I know that you and I, REA, are being evaluated the same way? So I do think there is a bit of lack of leadership. I think it boils down to leadership. I think there's a lack of leadership in corporate South Africa. I think somebody literally needs to look at these things and say, you know what, this isn't right. Let's fix A, B, C. But obviously, there's probably more politics in corporate than there are in politics. So that gets into the way of everything.
Is this whole thing of you can't know someone else's salary a global thing, or is it a South African
thing? No, it's a global thing. I mean, transparent. I think it's certain people you can always tell their salary, like a CEO, you should be able to just view it and access it.
Yes.
Obviously, industries have standardized rates. But I don't even know how we would begin to go into corporate and make sure the two admin clerks are earning the same regardless of gender or color. Like, I don't even know how we would mount
that.
But
what if you're the MVP? Like, for instance, let's say you and Lesego are, you know, radio presenters here, but you just bring in more people. Like, more people are listening
to the
show.
I'm not
going
to go to Gareth Cliff and ask him to see everyone's pay slips.
But what I'm saying is, Now, a certain new online radio station or whatever is offering you more money, and you're saying, okay, Gareth, listen, those guys are offering me more, but I would really like to stay. Obviously, they're only offering you more because you're so good.
Mm.
And then Gareth says, okay, I'll adjust your pay so that you can stay. So then he gives you a little more than Lesego now because...
And then Lesego finds out, and then
now Lesego is like,
but this is why it gets complicated
me.
With transparency. Yeah. So actually, I don't know why we opened that can of worms, because that's a big can. We'll have to take charge of that on another day. But I do want to round it off as we run out of time with some final take charge thoughts on Women's Day. And I'm glad that we really dissected an issue there, not to the extent that we could have or that needs to be dissected to, but we started it. But just some final takeaway thoughts here.
So I'll kick it off. I think when it comes to any issue in society where there are different parties on equal sides, I think it should be a dialogue rather than a one-sided thing. So I see a lot of female empowerment seminars and that type of thing. I think we would achieve more if we had everybody in the room. Because, you know, women say a couple of things just amongst themselves, and us guys, we have no idea about these things. And then you come home and you're being bullied and you don't understand why. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to bring everybody to the party. I think we need to engage with everybody in order to understand where people are coming from. Because mm-hmm. a lot of the time we just get lost in translation, and it's almost like playing broken telephone. So I think the most important thing is dialogue, communication. I think it literally comes down to that basic.
Yeah, I mean, you always hear that it's a man's world and the women are really trying to make it in this man's world. But if the men that have created these rules or have created this world are not part of the conversation of how then can we make it more equal? Maybe we have made a couple of mistakes throughout the times. So, I mean, it's great that we had this lovely event that we had right here at Cliff Central today, but it would have been better if some of the offenders in inverted commas were also part of this conversation to say, men are these brutal people, but now men are here to hear you know, some of the complaints and some of the concerns, and they also say how they reason when it comes to these things, so that a common understanding can be reached. Conversations like these are not for victory, but they're for progress.
Absolutely. Next year, Power 60 is going to feature Weza.
Yeah.
It'll be 59 women and Weza.
That's
what it'll be. Hang on, producer Kat's going to get the final say here. Producer Kat, you want to wrap up this Take Charge Tuesday? What's left on your mind?
No, I wouldn't say wrap up, but when you said next year's talk is going to feature Weza, what popped in my head was, yeah, if you grew a vagina.
Jeez, all right.
I mean, but don't leave that as the last word. That's just what I thought. I mean, it's not power of 60 women plus one man.
Okay, there you go. We were doing so well.
We were doing so well. Just edit, so well. Edit that
out. But
Wesley,
you walked in spicy, bro.
Man.
All right, that there is this week's Take Charge. I hold no responsibility for any of the advice given or what you do with it.
When you're a CIO in a growing corporate, there's no just taking care of yourself and that's that. When you're a CIO, people see IT as a cost rather than a strategic investment. But we know you knew that. We know that between the successes and failures, the courage to continue is what counts. We also know that food is on other people's plates because of your job. The courage to grow is business. We've got the advisors, products and solutions that enable you to do so. MTN Business. A new world of business.
How to start your great with Kellogg's and the Kelman 20.
Don't procrastinate. Do what you want to do and do it now.
Be as good as you can, but they can't actually ignore you.
Run your own race and stop comparing yourself to other people.
On your own pace, your own race, your own lane.
Love yourself enough to work on yourself and be honest with yourself.
The main thing is action every single day. Small attainable goals that will get you in the right direction.
Thank you.
Hashtag start your great. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.